Log Talk Radio.
There are three things in life that make me hot. Jay, Matt, and mocking stupid people. You put those three together, and it's like I'm getting licked by the Holy Trinity. That's why I listen to I'm Stupid on Blog Talk Radio. Listen up, folks, and let's get stupid together.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools who run into the phone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creep. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. But I'll keep setting up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Yeah, I just. I went to a drink.
Oh, yeah. And dig it, and welcome to I'm With Stupid with Jay and Matt. I'm your co-host, Matt Mann, emanating live from Bagwine, Ohio, and sitting next to me, a mere 644 miles away, is my favorite Arkansasian, the J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man, coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. How are you doing today, Matt?
Jay, I'm digging it. I'm feeling good. Blanche Lincoln's free, and I'm going to be all over her. How are you doing?
Doing great. I'm excited about Blanche being free myself. I helped free her.
Of course you did, you bastard.
I was there to rescue her.
One vote away. That's all it was. One vote away.
One vote. And it was my vote, and I did her in.
Okay. Maybe it was 80,000 or million, but. So what's going on today, J-Man?
Not a lot. Once again, kind of a long day, long haul, waiting for the show to start. Need to probably needed a hobby or something, you know, to do in the evening. I would take a nap, but I don't know. I don't know if I would wake up.
I have a hobby myself, and I do it frequently, but I ran out of lotion today, so I had to stop. And so instead, I wrote some stuff, and we're all the better for it.
Excellent. Yeah. A new concept, huh? Okay.
Yeah. I thought I'd be, you know, worthy.
Ah, yeah. Well, the highlight of my week was, as it always is, my trip to Walmart.
That is always hot. Did you see any hot chicks or what?
Oh, man. Oh, Walmart's crawling with hot chicks and very, very scary people. But
you're attracted to both.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I've been in a pretty good mood this week. Well, see, I've been in a pretty good mood this week, and I know you mentioned, I guess it was on Wednesday or whatever, that you were in a really good mood for no reason whatsoever.
Exactly. I love that. I love that.
It bothers me because, you know, I know something bad's about to happen, or when I'm in a really good mood, I do weird things, and that's what happened at Walmart. See,
so what happened?
I go through the same checkout line all the time. It's just, I mean, I'm a creature of habit, and it's a pretty cute chick that works that line. And so I'm having chili this weekend, and I had the hamburger meat, but I needed everything else, right? So she's, you know, waving over the scanner. She's got the tomato sauce and the chili sauce and the onion and the kidney beans and whatever. And she says, "Hey, somebody's having chili this weekend." And
she has a knowing, chilly look in her eye, doesn't she?
Exactly. Oh, yes. And she says, "But you forgot the hamburger meat." And I said, "Oh, no, no." And I point to these cans of Vienna sausages, which are just yummy as hell. And I said, I chop those up and throw them in there. That's the kind of chili I make. And she has this just look of disgust, right? Totally horrified. But she's got to be nice because I'm the customer. And she goes, wow, I've never had that. And I said,
and she never will.
Old, I said, it's an old family recipe. And she's like, well, I love family recipes, but that one's a little different. And I said, well, I said, my grandparents brought it over from the old country back before World War II when they escaped the Nazis. She totally doesn't believe me now, right? She just starts laughing. She's like, oh, you're full of it. God.
It's not only an old family recipe, it's an old Manson family recipe. Oh, my God, what are you thinking, ma'am?
That would have been pretty gross. So she was going to believe it till I, you know, they always stop believing when you throw out the Nazi reference, you know. When you say the family's escaping the Nazis, they always go, yeah, right. Yeah. Very unfortunate.
Her last name was probably Feingold.
He didn't escape.
No, he did not.
I'm talking about Russ.
And that's a sad thing. And that's one thing we want to talk about this week. And just briefly, not to bore you guys with politics or anything, but there is some fallout and some major fallout in the political landscape of America, in Sarah Palin's America, that is, where grizzly bears rule and we only work half a job.
So I guess you're talking about that election thingy?
Thingy. Oh. Yeah.
Right. Okay. That was a bad, bad, bad night for I'm With Stupid.
It was. And why was that?
Well, everybody we endorsed lost.
I know. Can you believe that, people? America. You didn't listen to Jay and I. You didn't vote for Sharon Angle. You didn't vote for Joe Miller. You didn't vote for Christine O'Donnell. What is wrong with you people?
And Paladino.
Oh, Carl's the man.
He lost. He lost, but he did give a very, very thoughtful and heartfelt concession speech.
Yes, it was very nice.
Proud of him for that.
I also like Christine O'Donnell. I also liked Christine O'Donnell's because she mentioned that I told my opponent this and I told him that. And never once did I hear her say, I congratulated him.
Well, he didn't deserve it.
Of course he didn't. Because he beat her like a redhead mule. That's why.
Disappointed. I'm disappointed that I wasn't in Delaware to vote for her. I mean, I pulled my lever for her several times over the last few weeks.
I bet you did.
Early and often. Usually
oh,
early.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She has got the most beautiful mouth I've ever seen. It's rounder than the O on Ohio. Well, it is.
Okay. I got nothing for that.
I know I went off script again, didn't I?
Just going off on your own like that.
I was going rogue, Jay. I was going rogue.
You went going rogue, yep.
But I'm a Papa
in New York
bear.
At least. In New York at least they've got Sandra Lee will now be their new first lady. And I can't wait. Because she rolls out that Hanukkah cake that she makes.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm sure she's just going to serve a great big baked ham buffet beforehand.
Oh, she's going to serve us something big. Holy cow. That chick is a freak of nature.
The stuff she makes is just wrong. People cannot possibly eat that shit. Not at all. And of course, I can't wait till she hits. She'll do a... After that, she'll do a big, sausage and bacon brunch for Ramadan. Did you see the cake? Did you see the Hanukkah cake she made? She takes a store-bought pound cake, Take
I've never seen any
pound
she makes.
She stuffs marshmallows down in the middle of it, and then she takes the basic white icing and puts food coloring in the white icing and turns it blue, and then she makes just puts the icing on, and then she takes these little pieces of wire and makes what she claims is the Star of David and sticks it on the top. I mean, the cake is a hate crime.
Oh, my God, I just snorted. But I'll tell you what, the chick can make toast, and I would be, you know, saying hi to Slappy.
She's no Giada, though.
Oh, I disagree. I know how you love Giada, but no, Sandra Lee is more of a woman than Giada. So if you want to throw hands with me, we can go right now.
Well, you know, maybe I'm just going to have to disagree with you. Giada's just got that little hotness, and she speaks Italian too. Does Sandra speak a foreign language? Hell no.
Yes, she does. I bet she speaks slut. I know damn well she does.
maybe
flower me, baby.
Italian.
Flower me.
Well, it doesn't matter.
How did we get off on this tangent?
I would scramble either their eggs anytime. I don't know.
But anyway, we were talking about the election, and a lot of bad people lost, which were upset about because it would have been funny. And now we have nothing to make fun of.
Oh, no, there'll be enough to make fun of, I'm sure.
You think so?
It won't quite be as fun as it could have been. And I'm sure Christine O'Donnell will be around. Maybe she'll start showing up here.
I hope so. Now, Mitch McConnell's funny in a bird sense kind of way because he looks like a bird. And now he's the head of the Senate. He's not the head of the Senate. I'm sorry. The Democrats didn't win the Senate, unfortunately, because none of our, like we said, people won. Shame on you people.
If they'd done what we told them to do, then McConnell would be the majority leader. But there is something. Trying to find it. Okay. But we do have a great, something great has come out of all this. And that's the aforementioned Blanche Lincoln. And that Blanche Lincoln needs a new venture to go
into.
And
you know how I love
Blanche. And of course, she contacted us because she knows that we have that entrepreneurial spirit and that we would come up with something great. And we went ahead and cut an ad for it. You ready to hear it?
I love Blanche. Yes, I love Blanche.
Waiting on
I'm with Stupid presents the Senator Blanche Lincoln phone sex line. That's right, people. The very same former senator you have lusted after all these years is available for private adult conversations. Just call 1-976-BLANCHE. Here's a little sample from a recent call. What are you wearing? Well, I'm wearing an oversized flannel shirt, dungarees, and tennis shoes. That's hot. And I'm wearing control top granny panties with extra padding. Oh! When she was senator, it cost corporations at least $1 million just to get her attention. Now, it'll only cost you $5.99 a minute. Call 1-976-BLANCHE and get off now with the hottest senator since Elizabeth Dole.
You know, you don't even want to know what I was doing. You don't even want to know what I was doing while that ad was playing because you know
well,
how
we know.
Blanche.
We know you're doing the show naked.
And I am doing the show naked, and so are you, aren't you?
Well, of course, except for the socks and the gloves and the scarf, because it's in the 30s here now.
Oh, I recently installed WeatherBug on my computer, so I can tell you right now, in Bagwan, Ohio, it's 38 degrees.
That's cold.
Yeah, well, it's exciting, too. I know.
It's about that here. It's pretty close. It's about 40 degrees.
Is it
here.
Really? Clear down
oh,
there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep, it's not that far down, really. I'm all the way up the northern part of the state, you know. So anyway.
But now, anyway, you are in the northern part of the state, and that northern part of the state has been so screwed up for years, but I think there was some happy news on Election Day for you guys, wasn't there?
There was. There was. The people of Redneck County rose up and said no. Well, actually, they said yes. Because the 70-year... Well, they said no more to the... well, whatever. I should have written this down. I thought I did, actually. Anyway, the people of Redneck County overturned the 70-year ban on the sale and manufacture of alcohol. We will, starting in January, we will be able to sell alcohol both at liquor stores and by the drink in restaurants. And I, for one, am really looking forward to it. I'm shocked. I really didn't think it would win, but it did 53 to 47%, so it's a pretty sizable margin. And the opposition groups have basically given up. They've said that they're not going to file a lawsuit and they're not going to do anything like that. They just admitted defeat, which makes me wonder what they're up to.
they're plotting, and they're plotting hard because they're not drinking. But that is so exciting because all the money that you will save on gas, you can buy another bottle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Or several bottles of Wild Irish Rose. I think that the opposition groups, instead of filing a lawsuit, I think they're taking that money and they're going to open their own liquor store, probably.
You know what I always find, and that's funny that you say that, because the beer mine where I work, there's been an attempt to buy us out several times, and it's always Muslims. And I always find that funny because, oh, no, you sell to me. You sell to me. We make it good. And I'm thinking, well, God, you guys don't even drink. What is with this?
That may be their whole idea. They won't drink the profits up.
Well, yeah, and you're right, because we do.
And then they'll turn around and they'll buy that little barbecue cart that sets up during the summer.
Oh, my God, this is funny. Not this past summer, but the summer before, some Mexicans, and we're talking Mexicans like my buddy Luis from Mexico, they set up a little, like you would see at a county fair, a little shop. And one guy came through and he said, you know, those Mexicans are taking everything over. And I'm thinking, what? Did they take your dream of opening a Mexican food cart dream away? Oh my God. And that's what I deal with every day. And I would like to deal with a lot of other people today. And I could if they'd call in at 661-244-9852.
There you go. And get this, though. I just found this out today. It was in the paper. Somebody put up a sign in front of an abandoned building or empty building south of town. And it said, coming soon, bottoms up strip club, just as soon as you vote wet in the election, in the upcoming election. It turns out that the person who put the sign up thought that that sign would cause people to say, oh, my God, we don't want that, and run and vote no. Personally, I think that's the reason it passed.
Some guy named
that's a
Bob.
Brilliant plan.
Some guy named Bob, who blogs from his mother's basement, is responsible for you guys going wet.
Exactly. Thought he was clever, got a piece of plywood out, and made up his own little sign.
Little did he know.
Put it in front of an empty building, sealed the deal.
Always looking for that 51%. Thanks, Bob.
Exactly. Put us right over the top there. All of a sudden, all the college kids out at the local college decided to go vote. What do you know?
Yeah, politics suck. Oh, wait, what?
We vote yes, we get a strip club.
Look at this, I'm there.
So, and, the only thing left... go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I thought we'd get into our organized topic.
Yeah, well, we have to give a shout-out to Keith Olbermann.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that. I feel bad about that.
Yeah, and we have a special shout-out to him right here.
I loved Keith.
Will you remember me?
Poor Keith.
He made me happy.
That's so sad. Mike in the chat room tells me to take a picture of the sign. They took it down, dude. Sorry about that.
You know, you would think Mike would have already had a picture of that sign. Because he would have said, I heard about this sign in Arkansas, and I went to take a picture of it.
I figured he'd find it on Google Earth and make sure it was in the correct spot.
Exactly. Yep. Well, that's not where that sign's supposed to be.
And we have a call.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we do?
We do. Let's take the call.
Lou.
Hi,
412, you're on.
Yes, 412. This is Jen from the Bellatristic Cat blog.
Well, hello, Jen.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hi, Jay. Good. How are you? It's good to talk to you.
Wonderful.
Oh, my God. What a perky voice. I like this.
Oh, this is awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is really cool.
Foreigner.
Yes, I just wanted to call and congratulate you on defeating the nanny state.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
It was a great moment.
Yes,
it was a great moment.
I also wanted to offer up to you that if you are looking for crazy politicians, to definitely look towards Rick Toomey, who is now one of our Senate representatives. As he was elected to the U.S. Senate on Tuesday, and he actually makes Rick Santorum look like a sane man. So it should be really interesting.
Oh, my God,
and
is that possible?
Yes,
I can't believe. I cannot believe we did not endorse that man.
I'm sorry you missed him. I wish I had said something sooner, but I've been busy and haven't been able to catch the radio show until now. And, you'll get a lot of fodder out of him in the next 6 years. I promise you that.
Oh, well.
So.
My condolences.
He got it done without us.
Pennsylvania.
Thank you. He actually ran against Rick Santorum in the Republican primary 6 years ago. And so that gives you an idea of what the Republican Party in PA had to choose from, which was crazy and crazier. So.
Goodness. Yeah, well, Rick Santorum is going to make a comeback.
That'll be interesting.
Oh, I can see a I can see a Palin Santorum ticket in 212.
Oh, my God. That would be such a wonderful nightmare.
It would be a wonderful nightmare. You summed it up very well. That's very, very good.
That's our dream.
Well, you'll have a lot to talk about then. But like I said, I just want to call in and congratulate you on and defeating the nanny state in Arkansas, and I hope that you enjoy all the bars and liquor stores and beer and grocery stores, which we still don't have here, and happy drinking to you.
Thank you very much.
All right, I'm going to hang up now, get someone else a chance to call in.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for calling.
All right, bye.
That was a good call. Oh, that was a good call.
Oh, that is a great voice right there.
Yes, it is.
Oh. That's a little warm in here now.
And as a bonus, she hates Rick Santorum, which I like.
So, anyway.
And if you'd like to call in at 661-244-9852.
And as we were saying, go ahead.
Thousands of people have, so you may as well also.
And don't let the huge size of our crowd intimidate you at all.
Don't be 65,000
listeners.
Don't be afraid. When you're talking to us, you're talking to Jay and I, and that's it. It's like we're sitting around a fireplace. Popping popcorn.
It's like we're sitting here wearing no pants, drinking beer, just hanging out.
And actually, that's probably the truth.
So, anyways, we were saying about Oberman. Oberman got suspended. I doubt he'll end up getting fired. But he got suspended for donating money to some Democratic campaigns without the knowledge of his superiors. And then one of the people he donated to, he then had on his show a few times, never disclosed that he had donated to him. And apparently that seems to kind of create a little problem for NBC because they yelled at him and they said that this type of thing
is frowned upon in this establishment.
As it should be.
Right. And, of course, he has spent most of his time at MSNBC pompously and arrogantly bitching about people who do that very same thing, who work for other networks.
Oh, I know. But I'll tell you what. The good thing about MSNBC is that they actually reprimanded him. At Fox, you would have got promoted for that.
And Fox, they wouldn't. Yeah, they just, yeah. So what? What are you going to do about it? They'd have gone Carl Paladino on everybody. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah. So
what? You keep bitching about it, I'm going to take this baseball bat to you. So anyway.
Okay.
So anyway,
our topic. Yeah, and actually, we feel bad about Keith because we love Keith so much. Something happened in San Francisco in the valley this week of my favorite GILF, Nancy Pelosi. They're denying Happy Meals. They've made them less happy. And...
All they have at McDonald's are sad meals now.
They are.
You're not going to convince a kid to get a sad meal. Kids don't like to be sad.
They want that hamburger. They want those French fries. They want me on that wall. Oh, my God.
They want the toy.
Is that what it is?
It is, but you know what? They're kids, and sometimes they're disadvantaged kids, and sometimes that's the only toy they get.
That is their Christmas. So what these people are doing, they're denying these little kids Christmas.
Exactly. And they are insulting the baby Jesus.
They are. It's like they're Jews.
Oh, God.
You want me to take that line back, don't you?
Yeah, we'll just edit that out. But anyway, so that kind of ties us into the people who attempted to keep Boone County wet, the nanny staters, the parental social engineers who've appointed themselves protectors of the people, who think they know better than everybody else, tell you how to live your life, tell you, you know, don't eat that, don't drink that, don't smoke, don't gamble, don't do anything fun, because it's bad for you. And they're here to protect us, and they want our government to impose their views on us.
And the same, I guess a week and a half ago, out in Washington State, some college kids, they were drinking this stuff called Four Loko, which I'm very familiar with. It's a caffeine-infused alcohol drink. I mean, it's like 8% alcohol. Right? Yeah. How do you think I get through this? Some kids died. They killed themselves or whatever. Anyway, they ended up dying, and they were drinking Four Loko. So now all these states are banning this stuff. Michigan, I just heard, is banning Four Loko. You know, it's, why can't you just take care of yourself? Why can't you just take care of your family? Why can't you just take care of your kids? I am sick of this government intervention saying, here's how you need to take care of you and your life, and just leave me alone.
It goes all the way to, you know, you've got the you got playgrounds with no playground equipment on them, because we can't let the kids climb on the jungle gym or you know, go down the slide, they may get hurt. Well, they're supposed to. That's what kids do. You're supposed to be hanging from the monkey bars and let go and do a face plant in the dirt below it. That's how you learn not to let go.
If they wore a breastplate and a helmet, they would be fine.
Wrap them in bubble wrap.
Yeah. Of course, you've got to spray it with disinfectant every time before you put one on.
That's true.
Oh, my God. I am tired of this. I never wore a helmet when I was a kid. My mom and dad let us play from dusk until dawn every day. And we would come home with scratches and bruises and all this crap. Oh, my. Kids are sissies now.
And, of course, we have just recently the mayor of New York, you know, with he, of course, he's been on this crusade trying to ban trans fats, forcing restaurants to put all the information of everything they serve on their menus and trying to ban bad foods. And then he comes out with the, let's deny people who are on public assistance. Let's make a list of bad foods that they can't get with their food stamps and stuff. And this is the way they always do it. They take something, and first of all, they try to present it in some kind of reasonable manner, you know, about, you know, oh, this stuff is so horrible and we need to do this and public health issue. And then they take something like this and say, oh, let's do this for the people who are on public assistance. And they take advantage of people who already think, well, you know, that sounds like a good idea. They shouldn't be buying Doritos on taxpayer money. And, well, they need to be punished a little more anyway because they're poor. And that's how they get started. I mean, if you think he doesn't want to extend that ban to people who aren't on public assistance, then you haven't been paying attention.
Oh, I agree. And
are you there?
I was waiting for you to finish. My God, you were on a roll. I like when that happens.
Shut up, dude.
No, I would never say that. No, and I'll tell you what, I do like Bloomberg. I think he's a very thoughtful man. I think he's a very intelligent man. But, my God, quit trying to legislate personal options. Quit trying to legislate against stupidity when you get down to it. If people want to eat things that are bad for them, let them eat things that are bad for them. Mika Brzezinski is another one. Oh, my God.
God.
If
Nanny Stater.
Oh my God. If you don't know who Mika Brzezinski is, she's a co-host on Morning Joe on MSNBC, and all she talks about is all the bad food, and the pop should be banned, cigarettes should be banned, which I would like to see cigarettes be banned, because where are you going to make up that $40 billion a year that you're getting from taxes?
Oh, yeah. They'd have to just raise taxes on...
That was a question,
you know,
towards you.
Income taxes. I have no idea where they'd get it unless they raised other taxes.
I mean, people... And I hate to use the term... Because I hate to use obvious terms, but people cut off their noses to spite their face because, oh, no, we got to get rid of smokes. We got to get this. And then they don't realize all the tax dollars that are flowing in from these things. And, oh, my God. I'm frustrated.
And it doesn't even – and you know what? It doesn't even help that she has those great legs. They don't even – don't even know, you know, it doesn't matter. She just annoys me so much.
J-Man, you are so correct. And if you see some of those pictures that they do on their exit and enter to the show, man, she is hot. And I still look at her and go, I go, wow. And then I go, oh, man, I hate her.
Oh, I know, because you look at her and it makes you extra mad, because most of the stuff you'd like to do with her, she things should be banned.
Exactly. It's kind of like Michelle Bachmann.
Exactly.
Michelle,
you know what?
Michelle Bachmann is hot.
In that crazy kind of way. Absolutely.
Oh, man.
You know, I bet every morning when Joe gets there, when Joe Scarborough gets there, just before he has his cup of coffee, Mika yells,
"Put that coffee down."
Yes, I did upload a couple of new sound files this week. Why do you ask? And we have a caller. And you know who it is?
Good. It's not Mike, is it?
It's Dour Mike's wife.
Oh, even better.
And since you're on the topic of terrible food that's tastes good and is bad for you, just wanted to clue you in on a little hobby here, since that's what this show started out with. You're looking for good, clean fun on a Friday night. Well, I fixed it up here. Made a banana cream pie. Had the neighbors over.
Oh, yeah.
Last week we had some leftover French fried dill pickles. Took them over to the neighbors. They still came over tonight to get the banana cream pie. We know how to have fun here, boys.
You thought you got rid of them with those fried dill pickles, didn't you?
No, in fact, although they couldn't eat them all, they did take them to work the next day. And as far as we know, there have been no deaths.
So are these, I mean... dill pickles, and you just fry them up in the skillet? Because I love dill pickles.
No, these are from an actual eating establishment that has, you know, government approval to serve meals. It's called O'Leary's Pub and Grill, and we go there quite a bit. And You know, whereas other bars and grills in the Midwest might have things like pickled eggs, they have French fried dill pickles. And you can dip them in sauce that looks sort of like runny Thousand Island dressing.
Right.
And they're real good when you're in the mood.
We do the same thing here, Jay. We have fried dill pickles.
And?
You just got wet this past day. You just got approved to drink. Fried dill pickles are in your future.
Well, it makes you want to drink more, you see. These people are not
something
own these establishments.
Oh, fried
they're
dill pickles.
It sounds like something they would make at the fair. You know, with all the other deep frieds. You know, you got your deep fried Snickers bar and your deep fried Mars bar and stuff like that. And it's the deep fried pickles. What do they like? Dip it in some batter and then fry it up? I wonder.
Yeah.
Trying to figure it out.
Must be.
Hmm.
But it comes
anyway,
out. Like,
I love dill pickles.
They're like chips, like potato chips, except they taste like dill pickles.
Oh.
You'd probably like them. They are salty, though.
Well, I like the dill potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there we go.
So what the heck? So that's what's going on here on Friday night in the Midwest, where it's a little colder than Harrisonville. But otherwise, we got warm hearts.
Oh.
Isn't that
nice? That's
nice.
That is. How's Mike?
He's good. He's sitting here just looking at the chat room comments and trying to keep Dana on the line here. She's talking about cheese curds now.
I just saw that. Cheese curds. I don't know about that now.
Well, I suppose if I rang off the line, she just might call in and tell you about it. I challenge you, Dana. Call in, honey.
Ooh. Oh, that was good.
I'm gonna get
that was kind of hot, too. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Talk to you next week.
Okay,
bye.
Then. Bye.
Mike's wife,
Mike has totally been
gentlemen.
Replaced.
Mike
has totally been
He's
replaced.
Done.
So, cheese curds. I'm pretty sure there's no freaking way I'd eat that.
And I'll tell you what.
In fact, if Mika wants to get those banned, I probably wouldn't stand in her way.
I was going to say, if the nanny staters wanted to ban anything, let's ban cheese curds.
Anyway, something I was going to mention because I was looking up.
244-9852. Go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry.
I was looking up stuff. Everything that the nanny staters were trying to ban or have banned. Did you know that sex toys, marital aids, are illegal to sell or buy or possess in Mississippi and Alabama?
I heard that. That happened this year, didn't it?
I think so, here fairly recently. And I think one of the things that drives me crazy about the nanny state is that there's always people who want to claim, oh, well, you know, it's just the liberals, or, oh, it's just the conservatives that want to do those things. Nope, it's pretty much everybody. It pretty much crosses party lines. They love to, you know, have control over you in your life. That's all they want.
The worst
thing is control.
Yeah, and I can even see tea baggers. Oh, I'm sorry, tea partiers. Government needs to be out of our lives. Government needs to be out of our lives. These are the same people who say that you're not allowed to buy sex toys.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's actually more about control of women, but that's a show for another time. We'll get some feminist on to talk about that.
Ooh, we could get Naomi Wolf on.
Ooh. Yeah, that's she wrote the book The Beauty Myth, right? And she's freaking gorgeous. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, she's hot.
So, anyway, anything else you wanted to add to that?
No, that was pretty much it. I think I'm done. That's all I got.
So we got our, and we got our football picks. We can move into that. And we have a sponsor for the football picks, and it is our good friend. And I'm with Stupid endorsed candidate for governor of New York, Carl Paladino.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Let's, yeah, hell yeah. So, Carl, what do you think?
Yo, this is Carl Paladino. Some of you guys voted for me for governor of New York, and some of you guys didn't. And for those of you who didn't, I'll get back with you later, and probably with a frickin' baseball bat. But anywho, showing everyone that I'm a nice guy, every time fancy pant, golden hair boy, prissy boy, Andy Cuomo does something good, I'm going to give $500 to the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. But conversely and convexly and whateverly, I'm going to give someone bad news in the form of a kick in the teeth every time he does something bad. And that's the way I roll, and that's the way it is. And I'm Carol Paladino, and I approve this message. So, frickin', that's what it is.
There you go. That's why we like Carl so much, and that's why we endorsed him for governor of New York.
Absolutely. No-nonsense kind of guy.
He is.
So, okay, let's go ahead and get on into the picks here. The first pick we've got going is the Kansas City Chiefs at the Oakland Raiders.
You know, that is a classic. That has gone back for years. Lynn Dawson, George Blanda, Mark Egan.
Mark Egan, and great player.
Mark Van Egan. I should have said Mark Van
exactly.
Egan. I knew it was Mark.
I was going, whatever.
No, that's good shit. That's good stuff.
But I just think it's a good thing for the Raiders that this game is at home, because they don't, you know, they don't get any fans on the road, because none of the, all their fans are on the no-fly list.
Very good. Very good.
I think I'm going to take, well, I don't know. This is a tough game to pick. I think I'm going to take the Raiders at home. They've been playing great the last couple of weekends. And I think they're going to win.
I'm taking the Chiefs only because, like Juan Williams says, Nikki Haley is an American Indian.
If it makes him feel better.
That's all I
okay.
got. my game. My game, we're going to the NFC, and we're traveling down south to the electric New South. And Tampa Bay goes into Atlanta. So what do you think about that there, J-Man?
Nothing. What? Well, Atlanta is a terrible sports city. This is going to be a really raucous crowd. About half of the arena will be filled. But Atlanta and Tampa are a couple of places that don't put up with a nanny state, though. So I give them that much.
There you go. Uh huh. That was.
And I'm going to take Atlanta.
So am I.
That was
helpful.
Anything else you have on Atlanta and Tampa?
No, only that. No. I always take Atlanta because their quarterback is Matt Ryan, and that's my first name and my son's first name. So I'm going with Matt Ryan and the Falcons.
There you go.
There. See, did you see how I focused right there?
You did. Excellent.
There you go. And now our college games.
Now we move to college games. I got Texas Christian University at the Utes of Utah. And this, sports fans, is the Nipsey Russell tribute game.
I knew it would be.
So, in honor of Nipsey, here we go. Oh, do what?
No, go ahead.
Okay. It's TCU versus Utah in Salt Lake City, a matchup that is anything but shitty. Both of these teams are very highly ranked, but as usual, it's the Mormons who will get spanked. Who you got in this game, man?
I'm sorry.
Who you got? It's the Protestants and the Mormons. Let's go. Who you got?
How can I not go with the Horned Frogs in spite of your poem? I'm going with TCU. That's all I got.
I think they're the better team. I mean, you know those Mormons love to get spanked. You know they do.
Yeah, they do. They're just so
kinky
quiet
bastards
about it. Oh, yeah, I'm saving food for a year. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
What's the last final game? Another college game.
No,
here,
was
I'll
it.
Tell them. It's Tennessee Chattanooga at the
oh
Auburn
God,
Tigers.
That's right.
The powerhouse that is Tennessee Chattanooga. Against the highest paid team in the Southeastern Conference. And that's saying something, folks.
Yeah,
with their
is.
Bonus baby quarterback.
Whose name is Cam.
Cam.
Yeah.
Where'd they come
up
with that name?
Who names their kid Cam, for God's sake?
Is it Cam Shaft? Is it Cameroon? What the hell?
Oh, my. I'm going with Chattanooga. I think the moccasins are going to walk all over the Tigers.
I'm going to go with Auburn.
You're going out on a
win. I'm going to go with Auburn because I think that even though it did not work this way in Major League Baseball, the highest salary
nor
is usually the one to go
meeting
with. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
And if people haven't heard, there's a scandal brewing that Auburn quarterback Cam Newton, somebody at Mississippi State has alleged that an agent for Cam Newton said that if Mississippi State wanted him, it would cost him like $180,000. We all know. Now, I don't know if Auburn did anything illegal to get him. If they didn't, it would be the first time they haven't done anything illegal. Excuse you.
I am so sorry.
Ever heard of a mute button there? Oh.
I don't have one if I did.
Oh. So anyway, I think Auburn, the high-paid, high-priced talent at Auburn, gets it done. that's
okay.
It for the football picks.
Always fun.
We still have 5 minutes. If anybody would like
yeah,
to call in, we still have 5 minutes to
go.
Come on,
guys.
It's not over, folks. It's not over. Don't be thinking you're going to get out of here early, class. Yeah. You know, when you're in school, you know, you think you're done with everything. You're looking at the clock thinking, ooh, they got done early. No, no, no. We'll think of something.
Get off
we'll
your little blanket.
We'll go back to talking about Sandra Lee.
Yeah, nap time's over.
You know what? I think Dana didn't think that who names their kid Cam thing was funny.
Yeah, I, you know, it wasn't directed at her or anything. I feel badly about that now.
It wasn't?
I'm sorry.
It wasn't. Of course not.
It's not that I brought this up yesterday when we were talking about the show or anything. I was waiting for the cricket sound.
Well, I thought you had a valid point.
Oh my God. And Dana thinks she hates me. That was
We have a
Dana.
Caller.
Oh, we do?
No, it's not. It's not Dana. It is.
Oh, who?
Hey,
it's
baby.
Dana. Hi, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that
my smoker's God.
Cough, that smoker's laugh of yours sounds real good.
I can't help it. I'm sorry.
That's some sexy smoker's laugh. Let me tell you, I know what that feels like.
Yeah.
Well, you
I
know,
sound
we
like
try,
Don
we try not to. Don Rickles.
Many
Mr.
a
Warm.
Night I sit here and watch one of my lungs just pop right out and fly across the room.
I tell you what, we try not to be funny, so that doesn't happen.
I know.
That was good. That was excellent.
And as it turns out, we were successful at not being funny for the first, I don't know, 48 minutes of the show.
No, it was a good show. It was a very good, I learned about people I didn't know about, like that Meeker person. I never heard of her before.
Oh, she's awful. She's awful.
I learned something new every time from you guys. Although, I mean, that comment about the Jews and the Happy Meal, that was wrong. That hurt.
Well,
that hurt my heart.
That
all they
mad.
Need to do...
I mean, let me help you out,
they
man.
Just need to, all they need to do is add a little soup. Put a little soup in the Happy Meal.
Or a matzo ball.
Or a matzo
don't you
ball.
Think
what kid doesn't like balls?
What do you think that some of the you would think that some of the McDonald's in New York and in Florida would do just that?
Would actually be ethnically correct.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They could sell a big
insensitive bastards.
They could, yeah, they could be kosher meals in Borough Park, and they could have add a little Parmesan and a little ricotta in Bensonhurst.
Of course, the drive-thru would be all screwed up because someone would be going, so, Mother, what do you want?
You always wait until the last minute to ask me.
Exactly.
And I'd be in line behind them going, oh, for crying out loud.
You'd be leaning on your horn and having a smoker's cough fit.
Yeah.
James,
well, I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you what a big seller would be the big the McFilda fish.
And for breakfast, lox with a schmear.
Oh, ooh,
there you go.
Say it again.
That's tasty.
Say that again, Diane.
Sunday morning Big Mac breakfast, lox with a schmear.
Oh
yeah.
That's hot.
That is. We got about 20 seconds here in the live stream,
thank God.
But we're going to run over a little bit.
Happy
so,
trails to you.
Ooh.
Mm.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
I like that.
So I want to thank everybody who's in the chat room. Thank you for being here. There were many others earlier, apparently.
No, anyway. Most people hung there.
Yeah.
Dana, Doc
people
is there.
People have been coming in and out.
Mrs. Mike is adorable.
Oh, she's hilarious.
Yes, she is.
She's a lovely lady.
Absolutely.
I bet she drinks Ernest and Julio Gallo wine.
Ah, the Gallo boys.
You think that goes good with fried dill pickles?
And with a Big Mac.
Oh, hell yeah. It goes great with a knish.
Yeah.
I think we're off the air. Dana,
well, we're not streaming live.
We're done.
Yeah, we're not streaming live, but we're continuing to record, though. So people
Ooh.
On archives will still be able to hear us.
Oh, this is sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the three of us are alone.
That's pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's hot. Congratulations on being able to drink, Jay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And you know what? Do what?
And I want to move down there, and I'll be manager for the strippers.
Oh, excellent! You'd be a great
stripper herder.
Oh yeah, you'd do great at that.
Uh-huh.
I would be an excellent madam. I really would.
I think you would.
I know how to treat women nicely, and I know what men want. I would be excellent. Not that I'm suggesting anything illegal. You know, just. Good, clean, American fun.
Wow.
There you go.
And you know what? And then at the end of the night, at the end of a long, long night, you could sing to me.
As we sit there counting our cash.
Exactly.
Oh, Jay, that would be so hot. Oh, I love the idea. This is wonderful.
I'm about to get naked.
I thought you were naked.
Wow.
Jay's so excited he's taking his socks off.
I'm getting turned on here.
It really warmed up. I had to take the gloves and socks off when you called. Absolutely.
It finally got cold down. Where the hell am I? Compared to you guys, yeah, no, I'm north. It got cold up here finally. It's like in the 30s or something. Which is cool. I don't like the hot weather.
Jay and I are not saying anything. We're just listening to you.
Yeah.
But I don't really have that good a voice.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
I think you guys have a great voice, both of you. I do. I love listening to you guys.
Aw.
And I think Friday nights are better than Sunday mornings. Do you think it's a better time spot? Is it the spot you wanted?
We'll see.
I think it's working pretty good. We have fewer people in the chat room. We have because
Too
of the Friday
type.
Nights. Because do what?
Too drunk to type.
Well, yeah, people are out. Some people have lives, and they're out, you know, enjoying their life and stuff like that.
Did you pick the time change, or did they make you change it?
Oh, we get to pick the time. I don't know that anybody's ever been denied, other than we're not allowed in the prime time hours because we're not a premium show.
Exactly. Right. We don't pay.
We don't pay the man.
Like Keith did.
We stick
Poor
it
Keith.
To the man.
Poor Keith.
Yeah. Poor.
Big giant head.
Poor, poor, poor Keith.
Yeah.
That's about all there is to say about that too. That's what got Maddie started. You Jay, you are the absolute king of deadpan one line delivery.
Even when I don't know I'm doing it.
Do you have anything else to say about that? No. You're just brilliant. It just flows so perfectly, and you're just so matter of fact. It's wonderful.
Diane,
I mean,
Diane,
it cost Maddie a lung, but it was really funny.
I don't know if you heard this, Diane. This was 2 weeks ago during our election thing, and I asked him about Jerry Brown calling Meg Whitman a whore. And Jay said to me, well, I think she just doesn't want to talk about that. And he left it at that, and I died.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's brilliant.
I said, well, I didn't see that coming.
This is brilliant.
Well, why would she want to discuss it?
I have so many jobs for you. I just came up with another one. You should travel from one talk show to another, like all those Fox and MSNBC and all the places where they're freaking screaming at each other, and you could be like the stabilizer.
Yeah.
And you sit there in the middle of the two of them with your helmet on, and you just deliver.
You can either say no or yes.
Yeah, really. I just deliver monosyllabic. Is that how you say it? I think so.
That was pretty good.
You don't even blink. Yeah, every once in a while, like, I sound educated. And you don't even
midnight
blink.
On Friday night, that's good.
No, I don't drink much anymore. Just when I have
I could just sit there. I could just sit there and go, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But I don't think we need to talk about that now. I mean, like, what do you say to that? It's just brilliant. Oh, God. All right. Good night, boys.
Say that again.
I love you dearly, both of you.
Diane, say that again, please.
So, tell Mama good night.
Good night.
Good night, boys.
Oh.
Good night.
Mama loves you. Bye.
Night.
Good night.
Night.
Night, night.
Oh, my God. That was kind of hot. I never saw hot. Oh, wait, we're still on, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Easy.
Wow. Oh. All right. Well, Jay?
I think that's it.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you, everybody, for listening.
Oh, that's right. Well, I can't.
Are you ready to wrap
it
up?
Okay. I'm done. And yeah, thanks everyone for listening. And I'll talk to you on Twitter.
Okay.
We'll
see everybody next week.
Yep.
And we'll crank up the outgoing music.
All right.